Good morning, 8:09, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and joining us every Monday at this time, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, good morning. You guys have some news. You made an arrest in connection with Cynthia Hoover, right?
We certainly did. You know, what a sad case this was. Miss Hoover went missing in March of this year. Her family hadn't seen her in quite some time and became concerned when her vehicle was abandoned on I-10. Last week we made an arrest in that case. We arrested Johnny Edward Malisham for murder of Miss Hoover. Her body was recovered in his backyard.
This is, when I was reading some of the accounts of this and how the information came to you, I mean, it's a tragedy with her, but it's also just a crazy story involving all these different women that he tried to get to help him, I guess, get rid of the body allegedly. And I mean, just can you maybe just tell people how the tip came to you guys?
Well, I don't want to get into anything real specific, as the case is still ongoing from a fact gathering standpoint. But we did get some information from a confidential source. That the body was there, and it was upon that information that we began an investigation, which ultimately led to discovering and recovering the body.
And this is another one of those examples of, you know, there's always somebody who knows something. And if those people would just come forward, you guys would be able to figure out who did stuff, and you'd be able to punish them for what they've done, right?
Indeed. You know, very rarely are people able to keep a secret that big and that heavy for very long.
Absolutely.
Fortunately, that's what happened.
You guys also obviously did a press conference last week related to two things, the bank robbery at Synovus with the taxi cab getaway. It's still amazing to me. Thanks for the help, criminal. But also you had a much more serious story involving a couple of women, one of whom wound up getting killed, and it was ruled to be a lawful self-defense case for him. But the question that I had here when I first read the details of this story is the girls at the time, teenagers both, now one's an adult and she's being charged as an adult, he was apparently intending to fool around with them, and it immediately raised for me the question of, well, if the one woman is being charged with felony murder because she was engaged in a felony connected with a death, wouldn't he also have been charged in connection with the underage sex intent in connection with the death? Can you maybe clarify why that wouldn't be a charge?
Let's do this, Andrew. Let me speak in hypotheticals, and you know, I don't want to discuss anything specific about that particular case. You know, what I will tell you as it relates to that case, the male subject in that case was 18 years of age, 18 or 19.
Okay.
It would not have been a felony crime for him to meet a 16 or 17 year old girl for sex.
Okay.
Now, having said that, and stepping over into a hypothetical, because I don't know that applies in this particular case or not, and I don't really want to get off into that, to meet somebody online, even for the purposes of having an intimate relationship, in and of itself is not a crime. Other factors would have to come into play.
Okay.
The person would have had to been identified as a juvenile, and there would have had to have been some kind of conversation or evidence that was his intent. And
okay.
I don't know that was a part of that.
And again, I mean, I know he was the victim, essentially, or the attempted victim in this situation, but if he's only 18 and a gun was used to defend himself, it seems like that would also be a problem, unless there's some circumstance here that I don't understand.
There is, and again, because there is an active prosecution, I don't want to get into real specifics, but the firearm that was used was not his.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, see, that's why I asked, because these are the kind of questions that people who kind of understand the law would think about this case and would maybe wonder, and so that's helpful to clarify.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that. You guys have kind of big news. You're rolling out body cameras this week, right?
We are super excited about this. You know, body cameras is something we've worked on for a long time. We've wanted to get into that game, and the time is just right. So this week, where we're actually starting our familiarization with the equipment that we have, so I anticipate that we're gonna see those body cameras on the street this summer.
great. So you're starting to train with them, starting to get the equipment. And, you know, people think it's easy. Just put the camera on and go. Well, it's like
not just point and click.
Right. And like anything else with law enforcement, you want to do it wisely, and you don't want to discover the problems along the way. You want to prevent them by good training ahead of time. And there's enough body of practice here that you can do that smartly, right?
Correct. Correct. And, you know, to that point, everything that we do, particularly when it comes to collection of evidence and things that the body cameras are going to be used for, it has to be done in a very regulated manner, a very consistent manner. We can't just go out and haphazardly, install these things into our patrol operations. It has to be done by policy and by statute. So that's why we want a smooth rollout, as smooth as possible.
And the last thing, we're talking to Chief Deputy Shane Tucker, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. You had Law Enforcement Appreciation Week and a couple of promotions, at least in corrections, right?
Oh, we sure did. As a matter of fact, we had several promotions. Six of our detention deputies were promoted to sergeant, and two of our detention sergeants were promoted to lieutenant. All just a great, great cadre of detention professionals. We're super proud of them.
Outstanding. We love to see that happening. All right, Shane Tucker, he is the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, always a pleasure. Thanks for what you do. You know, every week is Law Enforcement Week here at News Radio, at least from my perspective it is. So, but I certainly appreciate the work that you folks do, and please pass it along to your men and women.
Thank you, Andrew. Good talking to you. We'll talk to you soon.